You're hearing the Paul W. Smith Show, News Talk 760 WJR.
What a great weekend it was in our area, in the great state of Michigan, other than for the Lions. But you know by now the game you heard on WJR. It was MSU 23, Nebraska 20, and our Spartans are 4-0. Lots to talk about. Mr. Steve Courtney is here with the coach. Good morning, Stevie.
Good morning there, Dub. Hello again, everyone. Don't need to tell you, football is a stat-oriented business. Everybody enjoys taking a look at some numbers after the tilt is over. Well, Saturday's tilt at the Woodshed, proof positive that only one number counts. 23-20 overtime. Michigan State takes care of those very tough Nebraska Cornhuskers. That's where we pick it up with the coach himself. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Everything is fantastic, that's for sure. It was a situation of pure resolve for our Spartans going into the fourth quarter, Coach. Trailing at one point, the big 62-yard punt return from Jaden Reed ties us up. That was an amazing deal in and of itself.
Yeah, it was, and special teams played a huge part in our game in the win. We won the battle of field position overall. And then, you know, obviously we have some big returns in the game. We're able to flip the field our punt game. And then obviously we were able to score there with Jay Reed on the punt return. And we won the turnover margin I believe 2-1, and we had 3 points off of turnovers. And so at the end of the day, that was the story of the game.
Coach, before the season even started, you and I had a discussion about using starters on special teams because that's how important that element of the game is. And we also, as we head into the homecoming tilt with Western Kentucky, realized that the Spartans have a weapon in Bryce Behringer. Six punts, 353 yards. That's a 58.8 average. And he is second now in the country as it relates to that. Wow. Not to mention where he's able to place that ball. You talk about flipping field position.
Yeah, Bryce has done a really nice job. We really saw a lot of potential in him last season, and we just want to work on his consistency and his performance. And he's been very diligent and worked with a lot of intent, you know, every day on his game, and is really showing on the field.
After the football game, Coach, we discussed the fact that very rarely does a good football team get to where they want to be without a little adversity along the way. Offensively, Wisconsin put up a fight. There's no question about it. But at the end of the day, your team was able to put together what it needed to get that W.
Yeah, it was a tough sled in force in the second half offensively, our defense stood up and made plays when we needed to make them, and then you know we were able to come through on special teams and overtime, you know, after basically not having a first down in the second half, you know, we get in the wildcat and we pop a big run and get us down there and get us in a position where we can kick a field goal. So. You know, and at the end of the game, you know, that was complimentary football. And that's what we talk about every day. We didn't flinch. We talked to our guys every day about not flinching and just keep playing the next play and knowing that there's going to be momentum swings in the game. The pendulum was always going to be swinging back and forth, and you get the momentum back by, you know, executing. And we were able to execute down the stretch.
Being on the sideline, Coach, can't tell you what an atmosphere it was there at the Woodshed. It was loud. It was proud to the tune of forcing five false starts during the course of that tilt, all coming in very handy.
Yeah, I can't say enough about our fans. That Spartan Stadium was rocking. I mean, the Woodshed was packed. I mean, people were there early. The fans were loud. It was a competitive advantage for us. It was a home field advantage. And, you know, obviously we had recruits there. It was an awesome atmosphere. And I really want to thank our fans for showing up for us and showing out and being loud and supporting us from start all the way to the end. They really helped sustain us throughout that game, which we knew was going to be a physical double mouthpiece type of game, and we were prepared to go four quarters or more with it. And so we just got to, you know, we got to rest and recover. The coaches, the players, and our fans, and then prepare and get ready to do it again Saturday night.
Well, and it's going to be a special moment once again because the schedule, as we know, Coach, flies by. Homecoming already. Western Kentucky coming in Saturday night. That's going to be another special moment with Spartan Nation alum coming in from all over the world.
And we never played them before, have we? Western Kentucky?
Not to my knowledge.
I'm not sure about that. I know that it's homecoming is always special, and sometimes that's the so oftentimes that's a game. It's a time that might be the only time in the whole year that folks are able to get back. And so that's why it is so special. But, you know, obviously we all know that Western Kentucky's got players. They're very well coached. I mean, they got every single year they've got players. They got some players that they can play anywhere in the country. And so we're certainly going to have to make some vast improvement in a lot of areas this week. And so we're right back to work this morning.
All right, Coach, we'll talk about that come Friday morning. In the meantime, have a great week, and as always, thank you for your time, sir.
Thanks, Coach.
Yeah, thank you. Go green.
Go white.
Go white. Congratulations to Coach Mel Tucker and the Spartans of MSU, 23-20 victory over Nebraska. Stevie, once again, now they're 4-0. Once again, they find a way to win it, and that's what sports are all about.
Well, you know, that's what good teams do. I don't want to be cliche. That's just not my nature,
Paul. No, it's all right. This is sports. It's all cliche. So, but I do need to know this one. I think I know what a double mouthpiece game is, but I'm not sure. It's the first time I've heard it. What does that mean?
It means it's going to be a very physical affair, and you better be very well prepared.
A little smash mouth football, maybe. A double mouthpiece game. Interesting. Yeah, very good. How's everything else? You loving doing what you're doing? There you are doing the tailgate show. There you are on the sidelines. There you are with the post-game show. Of course, it's a lot easier when your team is 4-0.
Yeah, you know, I can't tell you, Paulie, the difference this year with, well, actual people at Spartan Stadium.
Sure.
As opposed to last year. It was something that I'll never forget, and I prefer it this way, but it is an action-packed day and a lot of fun.
Yep, a lot of fun.